Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Obamacare's implosion meltdown is so unbelievably off the chart, I don't even know what to say. I mean, I know they have disdain for their followers. I know they want to wreck the economy and consolidate it and wreck us like a third world nation. This is what venture, vulture, anti-capitalist monopoly men do. But I cannot even believe that they're throwing 300,000 people off their health care plans in Florida, hundreds of thousands in places like California, tens of thousands in places like Tennessee. The average premium is more than doubled. It's set to double again in the next 2 years. No one can enroll on healthcare.gov. The few idiots that thought they had just thought that they, you know, had sent off for a Nigerian email. By the way, I've been saying this is like the Nigerian email scam for about 3 weeks, and Ted Cruz started saying that yesterday. And I know Ted Cruz's folks listen to the show, so we love it. And none of it's trademarked or copyrighted, only Infowars.com and stuff like that. So knock yourselves out. Now they're all tuning in the broadcast because that's what it is. The problem is, as I predicted, like the Nigerian email scams, folks are going to keep doubling and tripling and quadrupling down, and they're not going to get mad at Obozo and his controllers because he is Christ to them. He's Ovomit, Obozo, the guy that opens his mouth and flies fly out like it's a horror movie. Everywhere he goes, people pass out. There's a smell of sulfur in the area, reportedly. I'm not kidding. That's and flies coming out of his mouth like he's got a latrine in there or something. But for us, we hate his guts. But for the follower, I'm telling you, folks, he could stab them in the eyes with ice picks, and they would help grab his hand and ram the ice pick in, begging. Because their whole world is about being failures and losers and being conned. By the way, I walked in a restaurant last night to pick up food for my family because my wife was out, and so I was going to bring some food home. And a guy opens the door, walks out past me, and says, "Don't let this guy in here." And I thought he was joking, and then he was like bugging his eyes out at me, freaked out, and had a totally trendy gait about him and his whole demeanor and... And my gaydar was going off as well. And I'm not against that guy because he was, if he wasn't gay, then Liberace wasn't. But the whole point was he obviously thinks I don't like Obama, so I hate gay people, which is not the case. I mean, I'm not obsessed with it all day like the Democratic Party is and then uses it as like the new culture or whatever. I don't like it being pushed on kids. I don't like any sex being pushed on kids. I don't like Jocelyn Elders, you know, saying reach down and help them do it. And that pervert voice of hers, we've got to help the little ones. I mean, that creeps me out. Wouldn't it was an old black lady or a white guy, whatever. Keep your hands off the children's, you know what? I mean, you're a bunch of government crazy people. The point is that this guy really looked at me like he wanted to attack me, like the door had swung open. And there was the hostess right there, and Satan himself had entered in. And I'm sorry. Flies aren't landing all over me or coming out of my mouth or spontaneously combusting or generating out of my rumpus. Actually, that's where flies come from. Did you know that, kids? When Obama goes to the bathroom, just trillions of fly eggs spew out, and he sprays it all over the wall like a Pollock painting, and then bureaucrats hatch out and fly off. Okay, I got to stop right there. We have a family audience. You got the idea from the CNN bathrooms. Well, no, I didn't know that. Obama's actually been in that studio. He did that artwork. That's why they didn't remove the crap splattered all over the walls at the CNN restroom, was because that's an original. Who's the guy that paints in New York and London that people are mad when they paint over it? He's a great artist. What's his name? He does like Banksy. Yeah. You don't paint over that. You don't paint over an Obama explosive birth of flies. I mean, that's what goes on. And in fact, he's actually not Satan. He's the devil's wife, and those are his babies. All right, I'm going to stop with the potty humor. I know Karl Rove's probably listening, really enjoying it. We're going to come back, get to all the serious news, and it's serious. Stay with us. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All the sweet young things trying to make the scene. I think that says it all. But you've got to have a scene to make. That's what the globalists sell. It's fraud. They sell fake dreams. But to sell their fraudulent dreams, they've got to destroy the real dreams, because they don't want you to find the promised land of liberty, of individualism, of freedom. Well, folks, we are here to liberate the people and tell them you are free. Madison Avenue, Wall Street, Hollywood, the globalists are social engineers that are manipulating you and your family. And the minute you begin to figure that out and feel self-confident and stop caring what the establishment thinks and stop being cowardly, is the minute you start becoming free again. For many of you, you've never been free. You've been brought up inside the prison of mainstream television and fake plastic toxic culture. Well, I'm here, folks. I'm here to free the captives just like every other liberty lover throughout history. Nothing special about me except that I am special because I'm a human being on a beautiful planet. And all of you are special as well. And you can become even more successful and more dynamic the minute you begin to realize that and liberate yourself from this fraudulent system. There is a revolution going on of awakening. And I want you to be part of it, especially if you're a new listener. I want to open the phones up today for people that disagree with me on Obamacare or on any of these big issues, or for folks that have any questions or comments, people that would like to be inquisitors, folks that would like to ask me questions. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and I will start going to your calls by the next segment, or I've instructed the crew, I think we actually will put shock bracelets on me, and they will deliver a shock, first only annoying, and then up to painful, and then lethal, if I don't go to your calls early when I give the number out. And of course, I'm being sarcastic, but that would probably actually, just in a pure voyeuristic type situation, make more folks tune into the show to actually learn about liberty. So maybe it is a good idea if I actually wear a shock bracelet. Because after all, Homeland Security 3 years ago, I actually had high-level meetings with the Homeland Security director looking at making all passengers wear taser bracelets that can knock you out to get on a plane. And they are now looking at that yet again, and now police departments everywhere, when they even detain you or pull you over, they're now moving to make you wear a taser bracelet or collar. Just for my safety, will you wear this while we stay right there? And you're like, you're joking. No, I'm not joking. If I told you 15 years ago they were going to take your children away from you at the airport and grab their genitals, Jocelyn Elder's dream, would it actually coming true? Would you believe it? Would you believe that there's declassified government documents that they put hydrofluorosilicic acid and other systems of fluoride in the water to dumb you down, lower your fertility? It's all on record. I mean, if I told you they injected tens of thousands of black people with syphilis and let them spread it to hundreds of thousands and die excruciating tortured deaths over 45 years, would you believe it? Because it's true. What I tell you, right now they're grabbing foster kids in New York and testing pesticides on them till they die. Comes out in the New York Daily News, nobody gets in trouble. If I told you they're putting cancer viruses in all the major vaccines that are tested, would you go look it up and find out it's true? No, you wouldn't do that because then you couldn't go get drunk after work and watch football and not care about anything. I think you should go get drunk and fight the New World Order. Anyways, I'm being sarcastic, a little bit of humor here today. Maybe I'm not. Hey, whatever it takes, folks, they should drink some rum before they went into combat on naval ships. A couple, you know, just a little bit, just enough to really get wild. The point here is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we need folks out there to wake up to the false bubble we've been put in, and they're now trying to force more and more people into that bubble, and there's a rebellion against that happening on a planetary scale. And I want to salute everyone who is breaking out of the matrix. Look, I don't know if we can totally trust people like Ted Cruz or Rand Paul. I believe in Rand Paul, known him for a long time, think he's a million times better than Dianne Feinstein and, you know, folks like that that are coming after our guns. But regardless, we need to support them because they've got the whole system coming after them right now. The establishment Republicans, the blue bloods, the insiders. But separate from them, you know you're good. You need to run for city council. You need to run for state rep. You need to run for governor. A lot of times you'll end up reaching hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, just in the process of running for state office. Tens of thousands running for city or county office. And then if you run a couple times, you may end up winning. I'm not going to go off into solutions again. I want to give the number out, 800-259-9231. We've got a lot of news coming up today, and we have John Corbett, who fights the TSA his own way, getting simulated bombs through to show what a fraudulent system it is. Now he has been threatened by the Injustice Department when we published off of the federal court registry that someone inexplicably, we don't know who, published it. He can't do that. His lawyer can't do that. someone either on purpose or by accident. I think on purpose, because there's good people inside the federal government leaking and standing up. It's happening more and more. The TSA in federal court with him in a lawsuit admitting it's not for terrorists, it's for the American people and for dog training. This is in the documents. And we actually had somebody else in TIP send us the info. And then we had the same thought when this came out like a week ago. I said, hey, who's that guy that's always fighting him? We ought to get him on. This is what he said a long time ago. And then he goes, well, I don't know if I can. I just got threatened by the Justice Department. So in America, they told him he can't talk. His name's John Corbett, about what's public. Here's a Don Salazar's article from last week. Should have gotten national attention. It didn't get a lot of attention. Because who cares about, you know, incredible documents getting leaked onto the federal website. And, you know, this should be on every news channel. This should have been the top news story. DOJ censors blogger for documents they released. Well, we put that out last Thursday. Blogger harassed by government for speaking about public documents. So we probably had him on the show 10 times over the years. And so we call him on. He goes, I don't know if I can. They're threatening me basically with arrest if I speak about these documents. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And again, it's not his fault the truth got released. He's got a good-looking website. That's what I want our new website to look like. Oh, that's the official TSA website. Well, no, I mean, that's actually the font we're going with and the look of the new InfoWars and the new Prison Planet. For everybody who wants to get a look at it, that's what it looks like. So when I said that's what I want, that's actually a stumbling of the words. That's actually what we're going to have. So that's a good, clean look. Folks want that. That's what they're going to get. In between all the other shenanigans going on around here, I'm trying to get that done right now with our great team. Now, with the whole IT crew and Tim Frugge and Kurt Nimmo honchoing that, but that's a side issue. That's coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Now, again, here are some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com, and I'll give you some of the DrudgeReport.com headlines where you get the most extensive coverage of the O-Rapacare, the O-Scamacare. And, I mean, this is the emperor's new clothes. I mean, this is the most butt-naked fraud openly in front of everybody I've ever even imagined. And the Democrats are now saying this is the new way. We pay double. We pay triple. It doesn't cover pre-existing. Obama won't ever talk about it at press conferences. No one even asked him. If Carney's asked about it, he just walks off the stage. And now they've got you that don't have insurance filing for your free insurance. And instead, you're just going to get your wages garnished by $5,000. That's official. So, totally evil. You know, it's like a wild animal coming into the barn thinking it's going to get some grain, a deer or something, and then there's really somebody with a crossbow up in the rafters and shoots you between the eyes. I mean, it's just pure harvesting you. The IRS calls you inventory and human resources. For the foreign banks that have absolutely enslaved and destroyed every other economy, they get their slimy mitts on. And they always put in a paramilitary to control everybody. Well, it's now official. Big states are having up to 300,000 people kicked off a week. More are coming. Millions nationwide are being kicked off their insurance and being told you got to re-up, and it's double. And you better re-up now. We'll give you discounts. It may be triple or quadruple in the next 2 years. So it shouldn't be called Obamacare. It should be called Bend Over Care. Actually, stick your head in the guillotine care. And let me tell you, their supporters, as I predicted, L-O-V-E, love it. Because they can't admit they've been conned. That's why they're failures. They are delusional. Baby, I'm sorry I broke your nose and knocked your teeth out. I guess you're a $10 whore now. Instead of a $500 whore, this is how he's talking to American people. You're lucky I don't kill you and throw you in the river. Now get to work. And they get down on their knees and they say, yes, sir. And he goes, good. And just punches them right in the eye. And they say, thank you, daddy. And then he just gives them an uppercut and breaks their jaw and says, you know what, Don? Take her out back, blow her head off, and throw her in the river. And get those cops on the payroll to help. They do a high five right there. They just love it. You beg for it. You're going to get more of it. Don't you worry. Homeland Security standing by, training with targets of George Washington. By the way, they pretty much are. They say that's their enemy. SEAL veteran military leaders being asked if they will disarm Americans. That headline's not even hardcore enough. SEAL loyal veteran, military training to kill Americans. That's, and by the way, that's in the documents. I mean, they train to destroy America. And so some of the military is waking up. They should. I mean, come on. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We're back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Big news updates coming up. First, I want to go to your calls. As promised, and we're going to air that excerpt from the interview coming up for the SEAL veteran, Navy SEAL veteran. Military leaders are being asked if they will disarm Americans. Litmus test includes question of whether top brass are comfortable with firing on U.S. citizens. And Watson, God bless him, he's awesome, didn't get that exactly right. I meant to call Watson about that. think, will you guys do that? I'll do some editing here on air. So I worked with him on the story last night. Watson's just a dynamo. Best I've got. It wasn't top brass. Top brass are talking to NCOs. Top brass are calling in NCOs, non-commissioned officers, master sergeants and down, and asking, will you pull triggers on the American people? But, I mean, again, we already know that. It's in Forbes, the Washington Times. We broke it, Army documents. I mean, they've got public speeches that Army War College gives about this. It's just that they've always had insurrection plans. Any government should, and there was an illegitimate insurrection or whatever. This is, we're going to go after the gun owners. We're going to engage in treason. This is, your government's been taken over. We're in deep trouble. And this is what I've been hammering for 15, 16 years since I learned about this plan. I didn't know about this the first few years on air. Since I learned about it. And by the way, here's the good news. Then I'll go to your calls. Clinton tried this as well. It didn't fly. Now, here's the problem. When they don't succeed, they try again. That's why the globalists are winners when it comes to dominating and control. They're bad people. They're spiritual losers. But they are material, devilish, of this world winners. They are winners. Hitler was a winner until he got destroyed under the world system. Genghis Khan was a winner. Stalin was a winner. Under the devil system, they're winners. They're really losers in the final equation, but they have the knowledge of domination and control. They have the information, but not the wisdom. They don't see 50 steps down, even 5 steps down, or they don't care, or they like the destruction it brings. They like the recklessness of it. That's really the secret of where evil gets a lot of its best men, is they're not even totally evil at the end of the day. They just enjoy the black, dark flame of wickedness. It warms their soul. I know. I've got a wicked streak a trillion miles wide, like everybody else. But I know that knowledge is there. The point is, and I digress, is that when one looks into the abyss, be careful that you not become the abyss, as Nietzsche said. Nietzsche also said, when men cease to be men, women will become men. That's actually how it is in all mammalian lines, and that's actually coming true. And it's all been done by design, with the government as the alpha male. It is the male. The women are the beta males under the chief, under Sauron, under the New World Order. And the issue here is, this time under Obama, they've gotten the military to go a lot further. And they've set up Homeland Security, and they've got it trained and flipped from fighting Al-Qaeda, as we always told you, it wasn't for Al-Qaeda, to right on to George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Wayne, Mom, Apple Pie, private property, the family. I mean, it's all denounced publicly. They should all be arrested for the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, propaganda that they have not even rewritten and adopted as official in-service training for all police. That if you're friendly to the police, you're a terrorist. If you're mean to the police, you're a terrorist. If you're mad about being searched, you're a terrorist. How about you're just not a slave? How about the people doing this are the terrorists? How about the globalists hijacking our country and shutting off our industry? How about you're the terrorist? We're going to break, short segment. I'm coming back, rampaging through your calls. It's just, I start thinking about how close we are to totally imploding into martial law, mass arrest, and tyranny. But also how close we are to having this blow up in their face politically and reversing it and gaining a bunch of ground back. That's why you have to believe there are good people in the system, because I know they are. You've got to be cynical. You've got to go after folks that are bad. But you've also got to give people a chance, like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and others that are trying to do the best job they can. If we own them, if we take them over, if we support them, they will be ours. They will have backup from us, and they will be the men I know Rand Paul is. Up in that barrel of snakes, could you go up there and not sell out? I will guarantee you there are very few that couldn't. I will assure you that I could go there and not sell out. But it would be hard. Believe me, it would be hard. Very hard. Very hard. They have ways. And the point here is that, but don't just count on folks like that. You have to become the William Barrett Travis politically. You have to become the George Washington. And believe me, you've got the metal it takes to do it. But we're on the razor's edge. It could go either way. And that's what's so dynamic, frustrating, horrifying, invigorating, dynamic, exciting about it. Wow, can you feel it? We have entered the zone, the crossroads, the fulcrum, the jump point. We are now in that magic place. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with
us. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Suddenly a man starts acting strangely. He starts saying, "I'm God, I'm in charge." LAX police arrest that man, and he turns out to be a TSA agent.
"I am God, I'm in charge, I'm in charge.
I have power, I have power, I have power.
We got to take the power back."
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studio, it's Alex Jones.
We got to take the power back. Come on! We gotta take the power back!
Pulled the pants down, they went down around my ankles.
I said curriculum, I put my fist in them. Eurostates with every last one of them. See right through the red when you bring the sky. That's your approach and the structure of mine. Don't be on my
genesis. All right, folks, I want to go directly to your phone calls. And then, the bombshell truth up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, but it's so nicely lined up at DrudgeReport.com, where you can just read all of the... Never has government engaged in this open of fraud and corruption and evil. You know, like Hitler tortured people and killed them secretly, Stalin, Mao, you know, they at least didn't just admit what they were doing. But see, they've got their lemmings under mind control, and they love it. 300,000 dropped from health care plans in Florida alone. Sebelius, Obama did not know. Of course, the dear leader never knows anything. And talking bad about dear leader gets you sent to a gulag, as all the liberals, the authoritarians, have been caught in public saying arrest those they disagree with. New York Times, White House to blame. Frustration grows among Democrats. Update, judge will not issue injunction to stop it. No, it will only increase. Carney ducks questions. We have video and audio of that. Walks out of the press briefing. The press dared ask? Well, weeks into it, why it wasn't working? Obama's given multiple press conferences and no one dare ask. Dear leader, I'm not a computer expert, he said. Urgent White House meeting with insurance chiefs. They're like, listen, you're supposed to rape everybody and give us all the money, but, I mean, this is making us look bad, dummy. Obama campaign raises money off debacle. That's right. CBS News slams the pricing. And Kit Daniels broke this last night. They had a list on healthcare.gov hidden that programmers could find. This was supposed to, under law, be published. So they just had it hidden. I guess so. Compliance, it's there if you, you know, have a tech guru who knows how to scan it all and a hacker to find it, basically. But here's the article. Obamacare hidden spreadsheet shows premium rates for every health plan in your area. And it's thousands and thousands of counties, sub-districts. That's up on Infowars.com, right under the other articles. Fox host, all hell could break loose on November 1st when they start cutting back the food stamp digital systems, the EBT. Obamacare, Colorado Marketplace pushes brochurance. As long as it's trendy, it doesn't exist, it's still cool. Obamacare, failure and fascism, a Kurt Nimmo article. And then we've got Obamacare hidden spreadsheet I just mentioned. How much longer can Obama and Carney and Sebelius keep up the delusion? I don't know. The Soviet Union lasted almost 80 years, probably a long time. The population control agenda is being relentlessly pushed in American public schools. Well, what do you think Obamacare is for? John McAfee, exclusive, how he escaped from police. Kind of a prelude to the 50 caliber shooting, him freehand shooting along with myself, Shane Steiner, and others. That's going to exclusively air on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. It is the most incredible gun footage I have ever seen. When Shane Steiner, at about 200 yards, is hand-holding the, about 175 yards, hand-holding the 50, and he empties two clips of 10 rounds with the Barrett, and it's the heavy Marine Corps version, and He line of sight, misses the first shot, and then like pounds nine into this dead tree, pieces of it blowing off, and then loads another, misses again, but uses it like line of sight, because I forgot it's tracers, too. But it's daytime, so it looks like white laser beams. And then we had these exploding armor-piercing ones. It's just amazing. I love America. That's all I can say. Oh, my gosh. The problem was my back was already out, and I got to go to a chiropractor right after the show because my dad checked it this morning. He's pretty smart. He said, yeah, I got one of my discs bulging out. It's all swollen back here. And of course, I was the first to shoot it. When you see me get up there, I don't know what's going to go on freehand because I've shot, you know, single shot grizzly quite a bit freehand. But I was, it wasn't even as bad a kick except holding it out there. I had it into my side. And so I kind of blew my back out extra. That's a new back therapy. Go shoot like 30 rounds yourself, freehand with a Barrett 50 cal long barrel, and then grab the Coast Guard Navy version and fire it some, and then grab M4s, emptying clips, and then Desert Eagle 44s, and then you get a Navy SEAL 308 Reaper and fire that. And then, I'm sorry, I said I'd go to your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. I realize why I'm feeling so good. I just love shooting guns, and I love watching the video of it. When this comes out, I will guarantee you people are going to want to watch it 20 times. I just want to go back there. And I always never said I petted guns and, like, got into them themselves. It's like shooting in self-defense and hunting and stuff. I actually, with these 50s, instead of like Smog the Dragon sits on piles of gold, I may actually create a man cave somewhere where I just lay around on piles of 50 calibers and Lapuas and brass. Because I do think it almost like a dragon sits on gold because it makes them more clairvoyant. I think I might need to sit on piles of high caliber weapons. All right. I think MSNBC will have a heyday with that. I'm just being honest. Anyways, okay, we're going to go to your phone calls here. All hell's breaking loose, obviously. with the power structure right now. I don't actually believe I'm going to become more clairvoyant sitting on a pile of 50 calibers. Actually, I do, but you know, for the proviso, I'm being more sarcastic there. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. I apologize for ranting. I'm going to callers earlier than usual. Jeff in Texas, you're on the air, sir, and welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. I want to congratulate you on your fine work and your fine crew. You guys are doing a great job. You're keeping everybody informed, and that's what needs to happen.
Well, we're red-blooded, and we're alive, and we're not giving into the spirit of the New World Order to roll over and die. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, it is disgusting the way the state-run media demonizes Rand Paul and Cruz. These guys are out there fighting for our liberties, and we need to stand behind them, as you mentioned earlier.
I agree, and I'm not bashing Kurt Nemo, who wrote an article about it yesterday, because I respect Kurt, and he's a smart guy, but he just declaratively thinks that their double agents are going to stab us in the back, and I just don't think there's enough evidence of that, especially with Rand Paul, that I've known for 17, 18 years, interviewing him and stuff for his dad when his dad was running for Congress. I'm probably one of the first people to ever interview Rand Paul, and I just know he's for real. Now, they may compromise him, especially, you know how a lot of people get compromised? They try to do the right thing, and then people don't back them. And then they go, well, if you're not going to help me, then okay, I will join Darth Vader. You know, and so that's what I'm saying. And I almost thought about getting Kurt in today because he wrote an article about it yesterday. I thought it was a pretty good article overall, except I don't think you could. I think you could say we need to watch out, hold their feet to the fire, make sure they're good. But regardless, let's say they weren't even good or perfect. Who is? The idea of that, of a libertarian movement taking over the Republican Party, has the Republican leadership scared to death. And Kurt wrote the article saying that's some what I really disagree with in the article, and Kurt can come in here later if he wants to debate it with me, is that what I really disagree with is saying that when Karl Rove and the Republican leadership and John McCain go after him, that that's some type of foil because they're really double agents. No, they hate them, and they don't want them taking over the Republican Party. I mean, I know the highest levels of Democratic connections, Republican connections. These people hate each other, folks. They're all battling for control. Different Democratic groups hate the Clintons. The Clintons are still at the top of the heap because they've got all the blackmail info. I'm telling you, Rand Paul is good. Ted Cruz is good, and we need to make them continue to be good. We would have gotten our guns restricted and probably a civil war if it wasn't for them in the Senate. I mean, we ought to literally be very thankful. But regardless, we can take the idea of those guys and prototype that to have everybody run at the state level and take the country back. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Here's the way I feel. With MSNBC and the way they demonized you, that you had ties to the Boston bombings, it just made me sick. Okay, I was just like, these
people...
Yeah,
but some logic would say that means I'm bad because they're really trying to promote me. No, they're trying to destroy me. They don't have private detectives digging around in my life because they want to give me kisses. I mean, you know, again, I've had the experience of being famous, being well-known, knowing I'm totally real, and people just not believing anyone can be real. And that's a problem with the corruption.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of things going on here. But on one end of it, things are so corrupt, and Obama is pimping people publicly so bad and abusing them. We see sheep-like followers that blindly follow, so then we don't believe anybody could be good. And see, then that's the other extreme of then trusting nothing and just pulling out of everything instead of taking over. See, I know history. I know we can take over and restore things. And there's going to be problems. The same corruption's going to pop right back up again. It's an eternal fight. Just like sucking air into your lungs, just like raising kids, just like getting out of bed. Life is about your eyes going bad and your back going out and still getting up, still living, and the kids doing the dog crapping on the floor and going to the grocery store and going and helping your family and going to old family members when they die and burying them. It's all about a struggle. And success in life is the struggle and being alive and being involved and being honorable and being an example for others. That's what I'm saying. And I don't blame people that are cynical. But I'm telling you, you out there who are leaders, you know you're good, so get out there and take action. Go ahead, sir. I'm ranting.
Oh, that's okay. I was an NCO in the Army back in 1980 to 89. I was in the Special Weapons Department and Nuclear Biological and Chemical Defense Trainer out there at Fort Hood. And I think the military's waking up to what's going on. I saw Obama's speech last night on YouTube. It just, I don't know how this guy expects to pull this off. How do they expect to pull it off, Alex? The way they're treating people.
I've got to be honest. I think they're going to start a major war. They already tried it in Syria. And they're going to stage false flags and blame us. And our job is to get that info out so that our people are everywhere. When they stage it, we'll instantly be able to get the intel out, like the Boston bombing, like the other cases. And it may be a real terror attack, like Major Hamid, you know, out at Fort Hood. Notice how that guy was protected for 2 years. The CIA was watching him. Defense Intelligence was watching him. And they were ordered to let him do it. And that came out and got classified national security. So they've got all sorts of stuff where they could hit one button and basically covert special ops type teams, private contractors, Muslim sheep-dipped extremists, you name it. They hit one button and they could just absolutely run a special forces operation of destabilization against us. And the thing is, and then have the police stand down under Homeland Security and let the establishment take hostages. Let the establishment put on these big events to then draw attention from everything else. But the answer is what the Interpol chief said, which is definitely a major move and a rebellion within the power structure. So the only way to stop radical Islam or other groups hijacking and taking hostages is arm the people. The guy's talking like George Washington yesterday. That, believe me, they're going to come after him. But the point is we have to then stand with him. Okay? When they, that's what it's about. If stuff gets worse and worse, you're going to see the people you thought were good are going to turn bad. Folks you thought were bad, you're going to learn were good. People that you thought were okay are going to really get even better or worse. And we're going to see who people are. Okay, right now, we're going to really see where people stand, where they are, where they're going, what they do. Because this is a historical period happening right now. It might be a financial collapse. They don't care if Obama gets the blame for it. He's their ringer. He's their closer. He's their closing pitcher. Just like they've had closers in other countries. They'll bring a new puppet in. So we need to explain, it's not just Obama. It's these big banks financing to get our guns. God bless you, brother. Good to hear from you. Man, I'm fired up today. I don't know what's going on. Let's talk to Cyrus in California. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man? I just want to say, I always thought it was some kind of BS you were trying to sell this iodine, you know? And my wife goes, you know, why don't you just try it, you know? Because I was blabbing to her about it, blah, 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 blah. Alex is always talking about this. I'm getting sick of listening to it. Man, it changed my life. I ate every word I said because it changed my life, bro.
Well, listen, I want to be clear. It can detox you and make you feel really bad. We've had medical doctors and others on about it. You should go check with your medical doctor. Listen, this is certified at the National Academy of Sciences, all this stuff. I had it checked. This is the only type of nascent iodine like this out there with a special patented deal with Russian scientists. I didn't even know before, when I looked into all this. Dr. Group's dad's like one of the most famous chemists. Group himself is amazing. And this is just one of the key things people need. So if I'm going to come out with something and put my name on it, it's going to be the best. The problem is that they are manufacturing a bunch of it in the laboratory with all this special equipment, and they never imagined that we would sell out of it this quick. So and I didn't tell you to call in. Folks will think that. We didn't screen your call. It's wide open phones. Yes, if folks can pre-order it. It should be out in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We can ship it out to you. Other folks already ordered. You're getting it right now or already got it. Survival Shield, nascent iodine. It's very, very special. But then there's other stuff like if you can't even afford this, the next best thing is Himalayan salts, which you can buy for $5 at the store. I mean, I also say get that. I'm not selling Himalayan salts. Don't have stock in it. So, there you go. Tell folks what it did to you.
Well, you know, I was feeling real lethargic. I've always been a big guy. You know, I lost a bunch of weight when I was 29, 30 years old. And, you know, I was feeling better, but I haven't gained the weight back. But I was feeling real lethargic. You know, I couldn't get out there. I had to, you know, it was basic stuff. Like, I've always worked with my hands, and I had to go outside and dig some fence posts, you know. And I was feeling really tired of just digging a few holes, you know, just getting real tired. And, you know, I went to the doctor and he said, they couldn't tell me anything that was wrong. You know, they said, oh, you're getting old. They did all my blood work. They did, you know, they checked all my levels. According to them, I was fine. But for me, I wasn't feeling so great. So I was looking for something, you know, I exercise every day. I try to eat real right.
And so what happened when you took it? Because here's the deal. I'm not even plugging this because I don't want it to have too many back orders. I mean, it's a victim of our own success. The issue is we have all the government documents. I showed them yesterday, the studies. They knew over 100 years ago about iodine. They knew it was key. The government, back when they weren't pure evil, put iodine, the cruddy chemical type, because it was what they had, but it's better than nothing, in the salt. And then by the 30s and 40s, they took it out and then started putting fluoride in the water because it's on the periodic table is what zombifies you. I mean, I have medical studies from 100 years ago that use the term zombification because that was the term they used. Look at the public. They are zombies. I mean, on the periodic table, the bromine, the bromide, the fluoride, the chlorine, that's what you get in your glands. And, of course, people can't. Americans used to be the most vicious, smartest, most aggressive. People were so polite because if you mess with somebody, they would kill you. Men were constantly on the street stabbing and shooting each other. So everybody was so polite because we were just crazed. We were like the meanest, toughest people from the whole world that came here, swashbucklers. And now we're the fattest, dumbest, laziest, lowest IQ, highest cancer rates. They're chemical warfaring us. It's survival shield. But you can't get it. So get Himalayan salts. Why do you think they tell you don't have a fat diet? Why do you think they tell you don't get salt? The good salt. Because they want you bowing down to them. I know why I'm so crazed. And it doesn't matter. They can shut me down. Doesn't matter. The secret's already out. Other people are going to put it out. That's actually part of my plan, too. I hope a bunch of competition figures it out and comes out with it. I don't care. I want to empower humanity. How long have you been on the iodine? A month or so?
I think it's been about 6 weeks.
And so, God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Anyways, I'm telling you. There's a reason they spray it on almost all the processed foods. Not just as a pesticide when it's being grown. Then they add it at 300 parts per million. 1.5 part per million will turn you into a vegetable. I mean, they're just murdering us and giggling while they do it. While they're guzzling iodine.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Tell all the folks to rush up and down.
biological and radiological attack. And the globalists have all written documents bragging about it. So let's join hands and expose the man. And wake up and empower humanity. Get our swords in our hands politically and charge in. You fire your musket, but I run you through. And when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There is no turning back. You're alive in the universe, and you were born, you're going to live, you're going to die. Embrace it. Stop living in fear. People think I get up here and talk about all this horrible stuff to scare people. No, it's so you'll do something about it. By the way, folks, if you go up to Infowars.com, we were linked to the federal website where the government, on purpose or accidentally, posted the information that we showed earlier dealing with the TSA admitting that it's not for terrorism what they do, but for slave training. They have now pulled that off the federal website, and I just instructed my guys, I don't want that on my server. You can find out where it is somewhere else, like one of the big Scrib or whatever, and a link to it there. But where's the mainstream media? You would think, this has been out since last Thursday, you would think the government trying to gag a blogger, and I guess next it'll be us, from talking about this stuff that they put out, this war on the press, this war on whistleblowers, you would think that that would be national news. But no, they just take it down and ignore Infowars.com, and it doesn't matter. Let's just go on with the fraud of the TSA takeover. With the TSA coming out yesterday, the TSA coming out and saying, oh, we track you at your job outside your house with the threat fusion centers. Of course, it's the link up with the health care, with the government training camps, the public schools, the colleges, the businesses, with InfraGuard. Everyone's spying on everybody except the criminals that run the whole system. They're under national security. How dare you even ask a question of the TSA? We will arrest you. How dare the media pull up the front gates of the NSA and ask to talk to their public information? Give me your account. You don't aim a camera at us. Why, we have privacy. I mean, we're the government. How dare you? Since the TSA doesn't like it and their whole takeover of the economy, let's have Adan's article repost to the front page since he's coming up from last Thursday. All right. Let's go ahead and go to another caller. Corey in Minnesota. You're on the air. Active duty National Guard. Have you been told by your NCOs, get ready to take those guns and put a bullet in mommy for Obama?
You know what? That was the reason I was trying to call in yesterday, Alex, is we did actually a beta test for all the military and police that are standing here, probably listening to the lines right now. We actually implemented a little system here. I'm not actually from Minnesota. I just didn't want to do the state because of, you know,
let's just say you're from the former United States of America in a FEMA region.
There you go. I'm up in the Northeast FEMA region then. Here's the issue, Alex. We did a beta test after you had that master sergeant on the active duty one down in, I believe it was Texas, with the firearms issue, and it really touched my heart, especially when you put that article up today on the Navy SEAL stating that.
C.J. Gresham.
We did a beta test here up in the Northeast region, and we went out to all the units and in all the armories, and you guys can all do this too at your police headquarters, at your Army base, wherever you're at. Every person knows that there's a safety board and a bulletin board that has memorandums from either your commander and or your police chief. So what we did was we went out and we copied the entire Bill of Rights Constitution. And here's a beta test for everybody to really see who is on board with this and who is not. We posted it up to the safety board, up to the bulletin board, and up to the main board on all the command headquarters. And we put the Bill of Rights, the NDAA Act.
Hold on, stay there. I want to hear what happened when we came back. Don't hang up. Shut.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.